Christian Voice News, your global link.
Battle cry calls for unity in honoring former President Lungu. Government urged to prioritize people's needs over political interests. And protests hit Kenya after shock death of man held by police. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Okasavo. Battle cry founder O'Brien Mayambo has called on the Patriotic Front PF leadership to set aside political differences and work with government to give Zambia's late former President Edgar Lungu a dignified and unified send-off. Apostle Mayambo has expressed concern with reports that the PF has continued to hold parallel funeral arrangements separate from the official state proceedings. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Apostle Mayambo described the development as disheartening and urged for unity during this period of mourning. The former head of state is a national asset and his funeral should reflect that status, a moment of national unity and honor, said Apostle Mayambo. He added that this moment transcends party lines and should bring the nation together in respect and remembrance of a man who once held the country's highest office.
It will be very vital for the PF leadership to work closely and together with the government. Also want to urge all leaders of political parties, civil society and the church to avoid issuing careless statements which has the potential to divide us as a nation in this period of mourning of the former Republican President Dr. Edgar Chagwa Lungu. Let us mourn in unity, in love and together.
Opposition leadership movement has urged government to adopt a leadership approach that prioritizes national interest over political convenience. Party Secretary General Jairus Sengoma alleges that the current administration appears more focused on promoting policy-driven agendas rather than addressing the everyday struggles of ordinary Zambians. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Mr. Sengoma cited the push for constitutional amendments as a prime example of misplaced priorities, arguing that such efforts fail to resonate with the current needs of the general public. What Zambians want right now is reduced cost of living, stable electricity supply, and greater access to affordable finance to improve their livelihoods, said Mr. Sengoma. Mr. Sengoma stressed that effective leadership must be rooted in practical, people-centered solutions that respond directly to socio-economic challenges, rather than political maneuvering.
Don't even act. People are dying and changes by election in the first place is not a priority. Mazambians wakufa kunja kutensapote panga mafatareza. So ngatikamba, we are looking at the basics. Development should be entailed that leaders should be selfless. Wafuni kabamboona ti kulimwana osa punzira sitembelero. Na wawonze ni mana tuwaike pamozi tentu wapase maindisedwe. So boma ikainda so.
Economist Kelvin Chisanga has called for a more sustainable financing model of the National Health Insurance Management Authority, NIMA, as opposed to salary depending on payroll-based contributions. Mr. Chisanga says there is need to consider additional government funding employment for them to benefit from accessible, affordable, and quality health care. Delays in provider reimbursements, inequalities in access, particularly in rural and remote areas, and underutilization of collected funds have raised concerns among stakeholders, said Mr. Chisanga in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Mr. Chisanga said that NIMA's continued success will depend on improving operational efficiency, strengthening rural outreach, and ensuring financial sustainability through strategic investments and inclusive policies.
Of course, the ongoing review that NIMA is undertaking in assessing benefit packages and also trying to restructure its model of survival. It's more important to say that it's heavily dependent on some of the payroll-based contributions, which in any case we haven't seen the commitment and the stiff determination of the government funding patterns. Of course, now this highlighting to say that we need to have a more sustainable financing model.
Government has announced that the mining cadastre licensing system which experienced a temporary shutdown on 1st June 2025, has now been fully restored and operational. Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development Principal Public Relations Officer Shamwinda Tembo says that the disruption was due to the expiration of contractual obligations with a Spatial Dimension, the South African-based system developer. Mr. Tembo said that the ministry has taken interim measures to reopen the platform while finalizing contractual arrangements to ensure the system's continued management. Clients can now access all services provided by the Mining Cadastre Department through provided portals, said Mr. Tembo in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. He said that the ministry regrets any inconvenience caused and appreciates the public's patience and cooperation during this period.
Services can be accessed via portals.landfolio.com/Zambia and portal.miningcadastre.com. We apologize for any inconvenience and appreciate your patience.
In Africa News, dozens of activists have staged a protest outside a mortuary in Kenya's capital, Nairobi, following the death of a 31-year-old man in police custody. Albert Omondi Ojwanga's death has sparked outrage in Kenya. He was arrested following a complaint by the deputy police chief, who accused him of tarnishing his name on social media. In an initial statement, police said that Mr. Omondi sustained head injuries after hitting his head against a cell wall while in custody. Coming up shortly, Russian strikes in Ukraine hit Kiev and kill two in Odessa. This and more, stay tuned.
Warning. Over 115 million children in the world and over 700,000 children in Zambia are engaged in hazardous work. This deprives them of education, health, leisure, and basic freedoms, violating their rights.
End hazardous child labor. Everybody should act.
Metropolitan Voice News, your global link.
And now for the rest of the news. Russia has launched one of its largest strikes on Kiev, injuring four people and causing widespread damage across seven of the capital's 10 districts, officials said. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russia launched 315 drones overnight across the country. Further south, in the port city of Odessa, two people were killed after drone attacks hit residential buildings and medical facilities, including a maternity ward, officials said. Zelensky later said 13 people had also been injured there. The overnight attack was one of the largest strikes in Kiev, Zelensky said on social media.
Sports update.
Manchester City have signed Wolves left-back Ryan Aitnori for £31 million. The 24-year-old Algerian defender signed a contract until 2030 and is available for the group stage of the Club World Cup. City begin their campaign in the newly expanded tournament against Moroccan club with 18th June. Here's another look at the headlines. Battlecry founder O'Brien Mayambu has called on the Patriotic Front PF leadership to set aside political differences and work with government to give Zambia's late former President Edgar Lungu a dignified and unified send-off. Opposition Leadership Movement has urged the government to adopt a leadership approach that prioritizes national interest over political convenience. And dozens of activists have staged a protest outside a mortuary in Kenya's capital, Nairobi, following the death of a 31-year-old man in police custody. For more news, follow us on our social media platforms. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and YouTube with the handle RCV News. My name is Angel Kasabo. Stay tuned.
Why are we here? Good question. But not as good as, are you the best version of yourself? Because we believe